life. Live, and we are launching into the third hour of the program. Take control of the airwaves here, toll free, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. The Pro XPN toll free line. Throughout the night tonight, we have been discussing various aspects of Black Friday, or what they're now calling Gray Thursday, as many stores are opening earlier and earlier.
Just what we need, another name for Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving isn't good enough. Now we have to call it Gray Thursday, too.
Yeah, so there's a huge shopping push over the weekend, as you know. Many people will be attempting to stay away from the stores because it can be a real pain. If all you got to do is go out and get some butter, as our caller and co-host Johnson earlier was trying to get some milk and butter at Walmart, it was crazy in the aisles there. So a lot of people are going to try to stay away from shopping, but still, it's expected that about 140 some million Americans will hit the stores at some point this holiday weekend. Or actually, maybe it was that they'll shop. So that could include online shoppers, I guess.
I suppose.
I don't remember the detail on that, so I apologize.
120 million Americans will shop?
140 something a million. I don't have in front of me. I cannot recall if it was they will shop or they will go physically to stores.
Well, think of, 140 million is fewer than half of Americans.
Yep.
So the suggestion is that fewer than half Americans will shop. That sounds like a dumb statement. I'm going to go ahead and say that 80+% of Americans will shop this holiday season.
No, not this season. This weekend.
Oh, this weekend.
Did I say the season? I apologize if I did. Anyway, we've been all over the place. What are the stores doing to handle the crowds? We looked at that. Is Black Friday becoming less relevant? Is it becoming less popular over time? They're saying that more people are going to shop online this weekend than will be going to the stores. So maybe it is 150 million that is just total going to be doing holiday shopping this weekend. So back to the stories here that may be of use to you. This one especially, 11 economic lessons from theatlantic.com to make you a smarter shopper this Black Friday.
Because who doesn't want to be a smarter shopper, right?
Right, whether it's this Black Friday or not, some of these lessons are from what I can tell, pretty decent. But let's dig into them and dissect. The first and last rule of prices is that nobody knows what anything is really worth. Shoppers are guided by shallow cues. This is cheaper than that, and latent emotions, it just feels like a good deal, rather than knowledge and deliberate thinking. The discounts you'll see Friday are equal parts economics and theater, co-produced by retail stores and suppliers. A red cardigan sweater on sale for more than 40% off looks pretty appealing at $39.99. But 40% off of what, exactly? It was probably never meant to sell at its $68 price point, says the Wall Street Journal, reporting in its wonderful investigation of the black magic of Black Friday. The discount game works for everybody. We get our discount dopamine hit, and the stores make their profit. Smart shopping might be an oxymoron, but smarter shopping? It is at least a noble goal. Here are 11 tips from microeconomics, behavioral economics, and social psychology to guide you to a successful and as smart as possible Black Friday.
You know, when it comes to clothes, I just don't... I go from the normal cheapskate that I am to a full-on miser. I don't like my pants to cost more than $10, and I don't like my shirts to be more than like 5 or 6. I just don't like it. Now, if I'm going to buy a suit or something like that, obviously you're going to have to spend more. But
you can always try Salvation Army, Mark.
But well, yeah, my wife does a lot of shopping at different thrift stores, and no doubt about it, I'm sitting here in jeans that she patched up for me because, I'd prefer to have the patches than to spend the time looking for clothing or whatever. She brings it back, and I try it on there, and then what I don't want. Actually, once you buy it at a thrift store, you pretty much it's yours.
But
regardless, when it comes to clothes, so much clothing has been produced at this point that we're shipping off the old clothes to third world countries and that kind of thing, to the point that you can use the term destroyed if that's what you want to do, but it has disrupted, it has replaced the sort of indigenous clothing manufacturers there in these poor countries, to the point that essentially our waste clothing clothes the world. And I think that this is actually a pretty good thing. Yeah, there probably need to be some artisans to pass down the way that clothes were made all over around the world or whatever. People need to know that information, but I think that it's really awesome that we can send free clothes to people around the world. And mm-hmm. I mean, there's just clothing's practically free at this point.
So remember, number one, there's the 11 tips, economic lessons to make you a smarter shopper this Black Friday. Number one, remember why it's called Black Friday. No, not because it starts at 3 a.m. It's called Black Friday because it's the beginning of the season when many stores go from being in the red to being in the black. Now, that doesn't sound like much of an economic lesson for you, but that's the point. Black Friday isn't for you, it's for the stores. The biggest mistake that people make on Black Friday is that they assume the most popular day of the year to shop is the best day of the year to buy anything. If you're walking into a store at 5 a.m. Thursday morning, you're expecting floor-kissing prices in every corner. But store-wide discounts aren't in the best interest of the store. It's more common that a few tantalizing items will be sold at a loss
to lure
shoppers, while smart floor design guides them toward more profitable and even full-priced items. Black Friday is about cheap stuff at cheap prices, and I mean cheap in every connotation of the word. This according to Dan de Grand Prix, a veteran deal expert, according to the New York Times. Stores know you're making this mistake, and they know how to manipulate floor traffic to their higher margin stuff. As experts in retail ergonomics have shown, counterclockwise traffic flows result in more spending. Putting high-margin items at eye level to the customer's right is most likely to motivate a purchase. And forcing you to walk around a display, Johnson called earlier tonight pointing out that Walmart was actually putting up barriers in their store.
They were directing people, hurting
them. Force people through certain areas of the store. So forcing you to walk around a display is an easy way to draw our attention to the items the store wants us to throw in the cart. Number two, the best deals aren't this week, probably. The two most common reasons for steep discounts are price discrimination and inventory pressure. Price discrimination is the store saying, "Hey you, cheapo, I know you won't buy this steel pot at $50, so we're selling it at $40. Buy it now." Inventory pressure is the store saying, "You didn't buy our steel pot at $50 or $40, and now it's taking up space and costing us money, so please just take it. How about $38? It's in the store's interest to make you think prices will go up after Black Friday. Otherwise, everybody will wait until Saturday.
Yeah,
but
sure.
As inventory piles up, prices will stay low or go lower in early December. Stephanie Clifford reported in the New York Times that in general, though, predicting exactly when prices on your single favorite item will be lowest is like trying to buy a plane ticket at its single lowest price. Even our smartest algorithms struggle to do it. Number three, the full price is...
The market really can't be quantified even by, a great deal of computing power.
Sure.
You just can't do it.
There's too many factors.
I mean, otherwise the stock market would be owned at this point if that was the case.
You can predict things.
Yeah, you can predict it.
Number three, the full price is more than what's on the receipt. To appreciate the net cost of your shopping trip, remember to include the gas that you use, commuting from mega sale to mega sale, the shipping and handling costs, and the warranties and rebates. More on those later. We tend to ignore the net cost when we shop because we're focused on the bargain story. Shoppers love stories. This shirt was 80% off. I'm a discount ninja. Because when it comes to prices...
Just don't make noise. Sorry about that.
When it comes to...
I mean, how exciting would it have been if I just sat here, though?
Yeah. When it comes to prices, nobody knows anything, and stores are all we have. Narratives fill the space where knowledge should be. If you drive 40 minutes to a super sale and sit in the parking lot line for another 20 minutes, that's an hour of your time and gasoline. That hour might not be part of the story you tell yourself and your friends later, but those are real costs, counting against that magnificent 80% discount that you found inside. Now, that's an interesting point. Because if you get the $278 laptop at Walmart after you've spent an hour and a half in the line, or you could get the same laptop at Amazon for, $10 more, why bother with the line? You know,
well, yeah, the $10 is it's really up to you, but it depends on what the savings is. What were you going to do at 5 a.m. on a day off?
Could have slept in.
You could have slept in, and that's worth whatever it's worth to you.
We'll come back with the remainder here, the 11 things, economic lessons to make you a smarter shopper. And if you want to tell your story about Black Friday, feel free. It's Free Talk Live.
Smokers, you know cigarettes are killing you. You know that they're an old, smelly nicotine delivery system. The newest method is up to 10,000 times healthier for you. If you smoke, go to vaporsmiths.com/FTL. Buy the starter kit for under $40. For less than the cost of a carton of cigarettes, you can get 6 cartons worth of e-cig juice with your starter kit. Don't buy another pack of death and misery. Vaporsmiths.com/FTL.
If you've got aches and pain and soreness, it could be chronic inflammation. Listen to Dave talk about Relief Factor 4.
I was in a sawmill accident and suffered with pain and discomfort for 60 years. I heard about Relief Factor 4 and decided to order it. And in 4 days, I was walking without a limp and without pain. I am thrilled.
For more information or to order Relief Factor 4, go online at ReliefFactor4.com. That's ReliefFactor4.com.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American, covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
Wise up, load up at freeze-dryguide.com. Now is the time to get the freeze-dried meats, fruits, and vegetables you want from Wise, on sale at freeze-dryguide.com. This delicious, nutritious food is perfect for your emergency preparedness or outdoor recreational needs. It's the food with a 25-year shelf life you see exclusively featured on the popular Doomsday Preppers TV show. It's the same quality line of food the lovely Marie Osmond has been touting all across America. It's the wise investment in your family's future that personal finance expert and radio host Dave Ramsey has been talking about. And it's on sale now through Cyber Monday, December 2nd at freeze-dryguide.com. So wise up. Shop online now or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Make the wise food choice. It's easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and easy to buy on sale now at freeze-dryguide.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on big pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
And you can take control here toll-free at 855-453. It is the live Thanksgiving Day edition of the program, although it's nighttime where we are here in New Hampshire. The we includes me, Ian.
And me, Mark.
You can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com. We got a webcam. You can watch, you can listen, and you can interact with other Free Talk Live listeners. So swing on by cam.freetalklive.com. To do that, that's cam.freetalklive.com.
Many people during the holidays give money to the less fortunate. Many of those people that are going to give to the less fortunate are going to give to people in foreign countries. They're going to offer microloans, which I think are great. I actually do some microloaning through Kiva.org. And they're going to just make donations to, you know, people that are in bad shape around the world. This year, consider something that you might do also, or instead, or whatever. It's BuzzBox Coffee. So BuzzBox Coffee, their concept is not to send money to people in need and take care of their needs today, because that's happening, and it hasn't been terribly successful throughout the decades it's been tried. Instead, what they do is they focus on regions where they grow coffee. And they know the sustainable method for growing coffee, because the sustainable method isn't cutting down all the trees, using a hybrid form of coffee that needs full sun rather than shade grown, which is what the way coffee is supposed to be done. This full sun coffee results in the acid reflux that you get. The shade grown varieties tend not to do that. And it also results in the topsoil washing away. Coffee is an extraordinarily absorbent product, so the pesticides, the herbicides, the lead that's used in the fuel, these things tend to get absorbed into the coffee that you're drinking, that you get from the grocery store and from the big coffee shops and that kind of thing. BuzzBox Coffee, completely organically grown. Of all the products that you would want to get organically grown, coffee would be one of them. So their system, where we provide, Free Talk Live wants to do 100 microloans to people around the world who are trying to have their own little coffee farm so that they can live a better life for themselves. And I think this is much better. Buy the coffee that doesn't deplete the soil around the world so that these poor people are going to remain poor. Instead, give them a system where they can actually make money and have a better life for themselves. And to do it, you can get a free pound. We'll let you try it out at coffee.freetalklive.com. You got to pay for the shipping, but it's a great option. coffee.freetalklive.com. Do it now so you don't forget. coffee.freetalklive.com.
Let's go to the phones and the fun. Tyrone is in Georgia. You're on Free Talk Live on this live Thanksgiving Day edition of the show. Hey, Tyrone.
Hey, Mark and Ian. I just want to make a comment really quick. Mark was talking about clothing prices and how he hasn't paid too much money for clothes. And it reminded me of an article. Well, it wasn't an article. I went to Barney's. Store up in New York, and Jay-Z just launched his new line at this store, and it's a top-end store. But and you can go to the website and see it'll be the top selection. You click on that, and you'll see his line. He has a T-shirt in this line that costs $995.
What?
And if you don't believe me, I swear to God, if you don't believe me, you can go to Barney's and see it. It is crazy.
It's a Barney's. Jacket. What is this? Barney's. What do I look for? Barney's store.
If you just coffee store, it should come up. Yeah, okay. It should come up. And he has a jacket on the same line that's $58,000.
$58,000 jacket.
Yes, you can get a house for that. Anyway, I was just wondering.
You can buy several in Detroit for that amount.
Here's a leather ball cap for $900.
Where are you looking at this, Mark?
Barney's, New York. It's Barney's.com. Barney is spelled with a Y.
I'm there. Where do I look for this?
I just put in Jay-Z T-shirt. I have a T-shirt.
Okay,
yeah.
Jay-Z. Got it. All right, so Tyrone, tell me more.
Well, actually, it's just the price of this stuff. It's just unbelievable. It's I think he has a scarf. I think it's some sort of a scarf. And I think the scarf is like $600. He has a couple of throws in there, just throws, like blankets. I think like $4,500. I'm just wondering who okays this kind of stuff.
Yeah, I'm looking at this here. The Elder Statesman, the color block cashmere throw, $4,500. Here's a $33,900 watch. What was your question? Who buys this stuff?
I'm just curious, not necessarily who buys them. I'm wondering who okays something like that. Who okays a $58,000 jacket? Where did that come from? What is that based on?
You know, I don't know, but here's what I've heard about luxury items. I don't live in the luxury item world, so you're just going to have to take what my explanation is, because that's what I got. That Jay-Z, although he makes a great deal of money off of his $900 T-shirts and $5,800 scarves, isn't the one who's necessarily making all of the money here. That it's, it's workers who are manufacturing this shirt.
This shirt has, like, those microphone, like if you ever watch it, you see a cop, right? They've got that remote mic for their two-way radio, and they hook it to this kind of loop. What?
Epaulette.
Is that what that's called? Epaulette?
Yes, this T-shirt has epaulettes.
Okay, well, I'm trying to describe what an epaulette is then for people who don't know, because I sure as hell don't know what the name for that thing is. But this kind of like a loop of material on the shoulder of the shirt. Basically, that's all this thing, this shirt has that makes it stand out from a different, from any other shirt. It's just like a black or dark blue shirt with some sort of design. I don't know if is that Jay-Z's logo? What is that thing?
I don't know. I think that might be something he's promoting. I'm not sure what it is.
It's ridiculous. This is a $1,000 T-shirt.
I mean, even saying that, it sounds like something from some kind of alternative reality, doesn't it?
Well, it is an alternative reality. This is the reality that is exclusively available to the super wealthy, and they can buy all kinds of stupid nonsense for ridiculous prices and, I guess, feel good about it.
But in the process, what it does is it gives jobs to people who, would otherwise be doing something else. I mean, this is...
I'm sorry. I doubt that the people that are manufacturing this T-shirt for $1,000 are getting paid anything significantly more than the sweatshop workers that are manufacturing any $20 shirt.
Really? Well, you think all the money is going to Jay-Z?
I'm not saying it's all going to Jay-Z. I'm sure Barney's is taking a good chunk for their employees and their overhead or whatever. I mean, who knows what they're paying for rent.
Probably Barney's employees are treated better than Walmart employees.
I imagine they are, but nonetheless, that to me is not justification to go and spend $1,000 on a
T-shirt.
It's
not to me either.
Oh, looks great. Let's help the employees out of this really expensive, ritzy, overpriced store so they can keep doing this crap.
I'd let them pull a tooth out of my mouth with rusty pliers before I would pay $1,000 for a T-shirt, okay? I'm just saying that it's probably not the worst thing.
But how much do you think it costs to manufacture that T-shirt?
God,
not much.
Not much.
Nothing more than the average shirt. I mean, it has nothing special except for the epaulettes.
I don't know. It's outrageous.
Thanks, Tyrone. I appreciate you bringing that to my attention, and thanks for the call tonight. Well, here's a T-shirt for $750.
Well, they have one that's here for $70. It says NYC across it twice. It says Barney's New York with NYC, NYCT. That's only
$70. This is just a plain old... Oh, no, this isn't a plain tee. It's got the logo on the back.
I can't imagine for a second. I mean, these prices are outrageous to me. This is, this pant. These
crocodile
pants
jacket, $58,000. More coming up here in moments. You can take control. Bring up what you want. This is Free Talk Live. Who buys this stuff?
Iron poisoning, GMO foods, vaccines, and radiation are the means for population extermination. Iron is not a nutrient. It is a poison that replaces copper and accumulates in the body, causing destruction and accelerating aging. Iron is accumulating due to iron uptake facilitators, and copper depleters that have been added to the food and water supply. GMO foods have increased iron availability. Vaccines contain nanoparticle-sized parasites, termed viruses, that thrive and replicate in the presence of iron deposits. Radiation vibrates blood proteins, breaking off the loosely bound iron, resulting in vascular damage and accelerated iron deposition. These poisons work together to decrease lifespan and birth rates. The iron poison population has a lifespan that is decades less than the healthy segment. The poisoners enjoy secretly exterminating the real population, below 200 million. They try to change this at times and beat their maker. For further information, go to unveilingthem.com. That is UNVEILING.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust.
MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day. Unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the Thanksgiving Day edition of the show. We're here live as we pretty much always are. I don't remember the last time we actually had to take a holiday off, because thankfully we do have board operators coming in on these holidays to work and make sure everything runs smoothly at the network. And thanks to all of our board ops for being willing to do that.
It's been years since Free Talk Live didn't do a show on a scheduled day.
Yeah, and if it had happened, it was because, you know, for whatever reason, we just couldn't find somebody at the network to come in and work. But
the last time I think it was a sick day.
I don't think the issue's been board op's been sick.
No. I don't mean a board op. I mean you were sick.
I was talking. You were still on the air, weren't you?
I think that the first day that you were ill, I didn't go on the air. And this has been years.
Yeah. No, I was only talking about the board operators and whether or not we could actually get on to do the show.
I don't even think that's been since we moved up to New Hampshire.
Yeah, I
could be wrong.
It's been one time.
One time?
Then, yeah. So anyway, we're here live, 855-450-FREE. That's the Pro XPN toll-free line. Join us on Skype as well. Our Skype username is lrn.fm.
Forcefieldenergy.com. We talked about them a couple of months ago, I think it's been, and we told you that they were poised to make an upward move in price, and, well, they did. We told you that it was going to be listed on NASDAQ, and it was. We told you they had some big contracts that were likely to come in, and some have. Some have actually come in since. We have been talking about them in the last couple of weeks. WallStreetCheatSheet.com says that Force Field Energy is in the LED lighting business. They have tremendous potential for growth, and that they're determined to be a major player. One of the ways that they are going about doing this is they're concentrating their efforts in Latin America, where the cost per kilowatt hour is higher. So they're actually helping people more. LED lighting, of course, has a huge savings over traditional lighting, fluorescent lighting, and incandescent lighting. And they're also, they have financing options for businesses so that because there's such a huge savings in LED lighting and they can amortize it over a few years, the business begins saving money as soon as they switch from regular lighting to LED lighting. This is a great business model, and that's why I believe the forcefieldenergy.com is going to continue its rise upward. Go check them out. You need to do your own research because all investments have risk. Forcefieldenergy.com. Their ticker symbol is FNRG. That's forcefieldenergy.com.
All right, so before we get back to the 11 tips, 11 economic lessons to make you a smarter shopper this holiday season, specifically this Black Friday weekend, we did have a gentleman call a moment ago about this ridiculous Jay-Z clothing line at Barney's of New York that is being sold at insane prices, like $1,000, $995 for a T-shirt. Just to give you an example. However, let me give full credit where credit's due here. There is there's a details section on these items that does say a New York holiday, the creative collaboration between Sean Jay-Z Carter and Barney's New York brings together the art, the fashion, the industry, the very energy New York was built on to support an important cause. In the spirit of the holiday season, Barney's New York will donate 100% of sales from a New York holiday items to the Sean Carter Foundation. So, okay, so they are taking the money, the insane prices of these things, they are giving them to the Sean Carter Foundation. What is the Sean Carter Foundation, you might ask? Well, Jay-Z has a charity that has given, they claim, over $1.3 million over 10 years to students, over 750 students. This is designed to help low-income students further their education at institutions of higher learning. So, doing
that's
something.
That's what he's about.
Right, arguably valuable there. And
now, we don't know, of course, you know, how much they pay their officers, who their officers are.
We don't know that, but we do know, according to this article at the Washington Post, that there has been an analysis of celebrity affiliation to nonprofit groups. They find that celebrities affiliated with nonprofits results in more donations. The donors gave 1.4% more to study of over 500 charities. They found that donors gave on average 1.4% more to the charities that have some sort of celebrity associated with them, which averaged an increase, $100,000 per year. So those charities made an average of $100,000 more because someone like a Jay-Z was either the creator of the charity or came on board, you know. So
I wonder if it just gives them more, high profile thing. I don't know. A $700 T-shirt is not within the realm of my world. So, you know, I don't even know what to say about that.
According to Julie Ruth, who was, working on the study, she gave the Post the top 15 celebrity charities rated by efficiency, meaning the ratio of money spent on the mission of the nonprofit compared to its total expenses.
Okay.
The top name, Champion Surfer Kelly Slater's Foundation, along with the Elizabeth Taylor AIDS Foundation, Larry King's Cardiac Foundation, the Jane Goodall Institute, Elton John's AIDS Foundation, and charities headed by Boomer Esiason, Andre Agassi, and Michael J. Fox. Not making the list, the Sean Carter Foundation. Reps for the charity did not return calls for comment. But, you know, if you want to give Barney's credit for doing a charity where they give 100% of their outrageous prices to charity, well, that's good. But then all you have to do is go to the Barney's website and continue clicking around to find ridiculously priced items that are not qualified for the charity, like a $410 scarf. So this is one of those stores. You know, everything in the store is going to break the average person's wallet.
Yeah, I guess, it's hard for me to just sort of wrap my brain around it all. It's easy for me to sit here and, cast slings and arrows at a $400 scarf. It's easy because I would never pay for it. But I
made in Scotland.
Well, there you go. I mean, you know, good old Scottish sheep. Scotland, where the men are men and the sheep are scared. Now, but, I don't I recently bought a new car. It was the first new car I've ever purchased in my life. It was a plug-in Prius, and I got it because I wanted to use less fossil fuels because I don't like the wars that are fought in the name of fossil fuels. In my opinion, you can take that opinion for what it's worth. That's the reason I went and ahead and bought the new car. But the new car, it rolls, it has a radio, it has climate control. You can buy those things for a 30th of what I paid for a new car. You can probably get a car that works for $1,500. This thing was ticket price of like $30,000. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I mean, you know, it's 20 times.
I paid $2,200 for my car.
Right. And, of course, yours is rear-wheel drive. I would never mm-hmm. buy that thing up here. But that's, I'm sure you like it.
Yeah, it's a old police cruiser.
I don't want a rear-wheel drive vehicle on the possible icy roads.
Back to the news here.
Yes, guzzling.
Actually, it's not news. It's economic lessons to make you a smarter shopper this Black Friday from TheAtlantic.com. Number four is make a list, check it twice. Shoppers understand that spending a little money makes it easier to spend a little more money. You get a dopamine rush from buying the perfect thing, but making decision after decision depletes our good judgment. This effect called decision fatigue exhausts our ability to resist items that feel cheap at the end of the shopping trip. That's why they have those impulse buys at the cash register.
Saying yes makes the next yes easier. Salespeople have always been taught this.
Keeping track of how much you've spent sounds like sage advice, especially if you're keeping a budget. But be aware that the number will also frame prices in a negative way. Economist Dan Ariely has called this the problem of relativity. Imagine you see a fetching $150 chair, but you'll be more likely to buy it after a $500 spending spree than a $5 lunch. Expensive is a relative term. The best way to overcome decision fatigue and the problem of relativity is to write a list and buy only what's on that list. That way you approach Black Friday not as an exploratory mission into the dark world of discounts and window shopping, but as a pure check-the-boxes trip. Number five, beware of free. Something weird happens to our brains when the price for something goes from $1 to 1 cent to free. We stop thinking clearly. Getting things for free feels like such a good deal that we'll go out of our way to get it. From Dan Ariely's book, Predictably Irrational, quote, a few years ago, Amazon started offering free shipping of orders over a certain amount. Someone who purchased a single book for $16.95 might pay an additional $3.95 for shipping, for instance. But if the customer bought another book for a total of $31.90, they'd get their shipping free. Some of the purchasers probably didn't really want the second book. I'm talking from experience here, he says. But the free shipping was so tempting that to get it, they were willing to pay the cost of the extra book. I've done that before.
Yeah.
Oh, what else can I buy? I need to make that free shipping deal. And now it's $35 instead of $25. More coming up. You take control. Free Talk Live.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Who said Black Friday was the only day you could save big? It's Lumber Liquidators Yellow and Black Friday Flooring Sale. All Easy Click floors are on sale, including laminates 20% off. Get up to $500 off any Bellawood pre-finished floor with a coupon. Plus, take 20% off power tools and save on other great gifts. And get special extended financing. Save big every day of the week at our Yellow and Black Friday Flooring Sale. Hurry, sale's going on now. Get to your local store or LumberLiquidators.com before these deals get away. Financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payment required.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything that you want here in the remaining moments. We have enough time for your call and thoughts. Right now, 855-450-FREE. We're talking about 11 economic lessons to make you a smarter shopper this Black Friday and holiday season. We'll get back into those from theatlantic.com. But you want to talk about a great stocking stuffer? Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree is available to you on DVD. You can go watch it for free online, of course, anytime you want at victimlesscrimespree.com. And then once you see it, and you know you love it, hopefully you'll love it. I loved it. It was an absolute pleasure to be involved in making the film as the executive producer. You can get it on DVD. You can get the director's cut version of Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree on DVD. And as of right now, that's the only way to get the director's cut version of the film. There's also over 8 hours of footage, some of which has been deleted from YouTube. So normally YouTube and the internet's a good way to distribute things, but sometimes there's some uppity bureaucrats that'll report a video and get it pulled from the internet. Well, those videos still exist on the Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree DVD, and they're never going anywhere because there are now thousands of these DVDs that exist, and you can get one of them and for less than $10. Go to order.victimlesscrimespree.com or just search for Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree or Victimless Crime Spree. Did you know that, Mark? If you search for Victimless on YouTube, Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree is the number one result. Victimless
that
crime
might be the reason it's got 100,000 views.
Maybe. Victimless Crime, number one result on YouTube. It's also right up there on the Google results as well. It's very, very high results on just a straight-up Google search for Victimless Crime. So we've actually successfully created, and I'm really proud of this, we've successfully created the most relevant piece of popular culture about victimless crimes, period. I mean, that's just the decision of YouTube. The decision of Google is that this film is the most relevant result for that search.
Awesome.
Yeah. So go and get it for your loved ones this holiday season for less than $10. If they appreciate civil disobedience or liberty-oriented stuff, or if you just appreciate a good documentary film, I recommend this. Again, order.victimlesscrimespree.com. So back to the tips here on how to be a better shopper, a smarter shopper this Black Friday weekend and beyond. Free isn't bad, says the author here at TheAtlantic.com. It's good. It's great. It's free. But we're so often enraptured by free that we overreact tailing our purchases around getting to free shipping or free membership or free headphones and wind up spending more in the process. Don't do it. Instead, just buy exactly what you want. Number 6, warranties and rebates are dastardly tricks. Price discrimination is most dangerous when you can barely see it. Buying insurance on an electronic toy? Ah, such peace of mind. Rebates? Ah, the savings. Perhaps. But the warranties push risk-averse customers into paying a higher price for the same product. Harvard economist David Cutler told the Washington Post, "Warranties make no rational sense. The implied probability that a product will break has to be substantially greater than the risk that you can't afford to fix it or replace it. If you're buying a $400 item for the overwhelming number of consumers, that level of spending is not a risk you need to insure under any circumstances. Rebates test customers' memories and willpower. By the way, I remember working at Kmart. They wanted me to push this warranty plan. I just couldn't do it. I couldn't bring myself to do it. I just felt really scuzzy pushing the warranty plan on things.
Well, I think you should give people the option, and because you never know how they're going to use the item. So for the person, I agree largely with what this says, but if you're talking about, say, an item that's going to get used, you know, in a day-to-day where you're going to be carrying it around with you, could get dropped in some water or something like that, it might make some sense.
Yeah, it also depends on what the warranty covers, and that gets into some sticky details with these things.
Indeed,
so.
I've certainly bought, I think, a couple times I've bought these things, and most of the time I don't. It just depends on what I think my use for the
item. I bought them on a washer and dryer, big-ticket items that I thought, okay, this could work, extending past the manufacturer. Warranty makes sense. Rebates test customers' memories and willpower. A $10 rebate on a $40 candlestick feels right in the moment, but 4 months later, when the words candlestick rebate flash in your brain at work, are you really going to take time out of your day to save the equivalent of one day's lunch? Your brain is smarter in slow motion. Feeling hurried can force bad decisions in all aspects of life. Boy, that's certainly been true for me.
Yeah.
And nowhere is it more true than in a crowded store. When we're bombarded with stimuli, racing to grab cardboard boxes before the frantic mother of five behind us, we forget the key question in shopping. Will I still want this thing when I leave the store? Thinking about how much we'll regret our purchases can radically change our shopping behavior. In a recent study of holiday shopping out of Harvard, devised a mischievous three-part experiment. First, shoppers chose between an expensive or cheap article of clothing. Second, they were randomly divided into groups and asked how much they expected to regret their purchase in one day or 10 years. Third, they were released into a mall. The economists found that thinking about short-term regret moved shoppers to buy discounted products. Those primed to take the long view bought more extravagant goods. One conclusion from the study is that short-term thinking leads to discount hunting, while taking a longer perspective on our buying habits motivates us to price quality over bargains. In the frenzied atmosphere of a Black Friday store, we're maniacally focused on saving money, but a broader perspective might move us to spend more on the few items we really care about. Number 8, beware of good deals on items you know nothing about. I love this story from Priceless by William Poundstone. Once, William Sonoma couldn't sell their $279 bread maker, perhaps because, you know, it was a $279 bread maker. But when the company introduced a $429 bread maker next to their $279 model, guess what happened? Sales of the cheaper model doubled, even though practically nobody bought the $429 machine.
Hmm.
Plausible lesson one, William Sonoma shoppers are inscrutably nuts. Plausible lesson two, we
don't
know
so.
What anything's worth, especially weird stuff like bread makers. So we're more susceptible to cues that tell persuasive stories about what they should cost. Don't let that happen. Don't fall for what looks like a good deal just because you can justify it to yourself on the basis of, it was 40% cheaper than the other model. Research prices before you allow store cues to give you answers. And thankfully, we all have smartphones in our hands, so if you find something at a store, or most people have these things, you find something at a store, you can quickly look it up on Amazon
yeah.
and see what the comparison is.
You can answer just about any question you have in seconds if you just remember how to ask it. And the fact is that You can ask it to a search engine.
Number 9, the most efficient gift is the worst gift. It's cash. Yes, it's awful. The cold and bloodless and impersonal, and everybody will hate you if you get it for them. It's also extremely efficient.
Who hates you for giving people cash?
I don't know.
I've never heard anybody hate you for giving cash.
Yeah, but giving cash really, it kind of boils down the pointlessness of gift exchange. Because if everybody just gives everybody cash, then that what's the point of that?
Indeed it does.
It's also extremely efficient for buying somebody exactly what they want for the perfect price. The famous economic paper, The Deadweight Loss of Christmas, showed that gift giving destroys between a tenth and a third of the value in what we buy. That means the recipient of a $100 shirt would value it between $70 and $90. They say cash is better. You can't get cash for that special someone unless you happen to be dating an economist studying deadweight loss. So best to follow the advice of Jeffrey Miller, the University of New Mexico professor, whose book The Mating Mind informs us the best gifts are the most useless to women and the most expensive to men. Number 10, waking up at 2 a.m.
What the hell does that mean?
I don't know what that means. Waking up at 2 a.m. to stand in line for hours isn't necessarily crazy. Your shopping experience, like any experience, has a value. In other words, it has a price. It might seem silly for people to waste perfectly good hours of sleep to wait in line at Best Buy. I happen to think it is silly, but it's not irrational for two reasons. First, it's another example of price discrimination, since retail stores are essentially gifting their best deals to their most discount-desperate customers. Second, if you love waiting in the frigid Walmart lines at 2 a.m., well, that's just like your time cost preference, man. Maybe the absurd inconvenience of the wait is part of the story you want to remember and tell friends later. We pay for memories and stories and extreme experiences that will bring us joy later down the line all the time. You know, I know a couple who met in line at one of these sales, and they're still together.
That's nice.
Yeah. Maybe this isn't any different. So don't think while I was sleeping, my friends were wasting their lives for a slim bargain. Think while I was sleeping, my friends were paying for an entertaining experience with their time. And that's what it was for me when I went to this Black Friday thing. I had fun. It was fun standing in the line. The people were positive. The people were enjoying themselves. So
you rode on a Greyhound bus one time just to take in the ambiance, though. Like that's
no,
really kind
I
of
rode on a Greyhound bus because I needed to go travel cheap. Number 11, one last thing.
It's really not that much less costly than Southwest.
Well, right, when you
whatever.
Factor in the time that you spend on the Greyhound bus, it's not cheap at all.
I don't even know that the prices are that much different.
It was cheaper. This was a decade ago, though.
Yeah.
One last thing. Number 11, don't buy that one last thing. Black Friday is exhausting, and when you feel exhausted, your brain gets drunk with stupid. It's decision fatigue, it's leg fatigue, it's everything fatigue, and retail stores know this, so they put cheap stuff tantalizingly close to our arms in the checkout aisle. It's so cheap and small and cute, I have to have it. Your decision fatigue brain will plead, don't listen. I think some pretty good advice in that there article.
Yeah, basically it says don't buy things, and I'm with them.
Well, be cautious, be thoughtful and diligent, and do your research rather than just going off and buying whatever looks
good. Can you live without it?
Usually the answer is yes.
Usually the answer is yes.
We'll see you tomorrow night for the Black Friday edition of Free Talk Live, where you can tell your stories about your experiences, and of course you can always bring up anything that you want. There's also newsy things we can get to. See you tomorrow, freetalklive.com.
The Electronic Frontier Foundation, or EFF, fights to protect your rights in the digital world. When a patent troll threatened podcasters, they fought back. EFF has also defended your right to encryption and has sued the NSA to end the government's mass suspicionless surveillance. There are different ways you can help EFF, from donations, to signing petitions, to writing your representatives, to just spreading the word. Find out more at EFF.org. That's EFF.org.
Smokers, you know cigarettes are killing you. You know that they're an old, smelly nicotine delivery system. The newest method is up to 10,000 times healthier for you. If you smoke, go to vaporsmiths.com/FTL. Buy the starter kit for under $40. For less than the cost of a carton of cigarettes, you can get 6 cartons worth of e-cig juice with your starter kit. Don't buy another pack of death and misery. Vaporsmiths.com/FTL.
Are you facing foreclosure? Worried about late payments? Fight back and stay in your home. Zero Debt Guaranteed can help. We'll send you a free ebook just for calling 800-477-9256. Or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Get the details on how to remove your risk to your debt. And so important to many homeowners today, how to stop foreclosure.
get loan modification.
The Zero Debt in 90 Days system can show you how to get the bank to pay your property taxes and insurance while stopping your foreclosure.
Without paying one dime.
You can take control. Stop foreclosure. Protect your cash, assets, wages, property, and sleep peacefully at night.
We've been helping people for over 18 years.
Call Zero Debt Guaranteed, 800-477-9256. Ask for free information. No obligation. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com now.